What do you want? What do you want? What do you want more than anything in the world? You want the big blue ribbon? Uh-huh, that's what you want. You want red? No, you don't want red. You want yellow? No, you don't want yellow. You want to go home with the blue. What do you see in front of me? What do you see in front of me? You see a big blue ribbon. It's right here.
That's a movie clip from the improv comedy Best in Show. 20 years ago, performance artist Holly Hughes never would have seen herself doing dog shows. Now it's the subject of her one-woman show called The Dog and Pony Show, which she'll perform at Kalamazoo College this weekend. Here's a preview.
Not all lesbians like cats. There are dog lesbians, and then there are the asthmatic lesbians. But lesbians who like neither dogs or cats or birds or any other kind of pet are at danger of being dismissed as not really a lesbian.
Hughes is best known for her somewhat provocative performances about her experience as a lesbian, growing up in Saginaw, and her misadventures in the Lower East Side of New York City.
Some of these performances are stories that have provoked controversy and the religious right, the kind of central and the culture wars of about 20 years ago. And so my work is generally sort of associated with gay material and autobiographical storytelling.
But when Hughes moved back to Michigan to be with her partner, her life changed dramatically. She became a professor of art and design, theater and drama at the University of Michigan, and mother to six dogs.
You know, what are the things I can do in Michigan that I can't do in New York? And having a dog and getting into shows. Because I'm one of those people that doesn't just do a thing, like get a dog, like a normal, rational person does. They have a pet. No, I have to, like, have adventures with the dog. And the adventures, in my case, were going to the dog shows. And in part, they started out from a desire to, you know, make friends with people and have a life outside of academia.
Hughes says over time, she started to see similarities between the dog show world and the gay community she was part of in New York.
I would say that the dog show world really felt and feels very, very queer. It's a subculture world, and it's organized around a set of bad object choices. It's mostly middle-aged women who love the wrong thing too much, i.e. dogs, and spend an enormous amount of time with their dogs, organize their lives around dogs. It feels slightly shameful if you've stepped over some boundary of having a pet. There's too much of your life is about the dogs. And people would relate to me the way they might have related to me 20 years ago in New York about gay stuff. It was something that was barely tolerated.
Holly Hughes will be performing The Dog and Pony Show at her alma mater, Kalamazoo College, Saturday night at 8.
You know what would be funny? I don't know if they can do this, just an idea off the top of my head. Why didn't he put the bloodhound, put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats, and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows
but
is.
But I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with the pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.